went to Oakland's Agricultural College to learn horticulture. Horticulture in that time was very boring because it was nearly mostly vegetables. Everybody had to grow vegetables. So I asked my father if I could change over to agriculture, so which he agreed for me to do. So I learnt to milk cows by hand, plough fields with horses, shear sheep, and castrate pigs. Mm. That was at the college.
Agricultural college, yes, which yes. was St Albans?
That's right, yes, the agricultural college.
How did you get there?
I used to cycle there. I used to cycle on the back lane, but I had to, after I'd changed to agriculture, I had to live in there. I had to be up at 5 o'clock to milk the cows, you see. They weren't handing out qualifications at that time because of the war, you see. They were having to take in... We had a lot of Land Army girls came and other people to learn. I felt very sorry for the Land Army girls because they came from some of the big towns and had absolutely no idea what they were letting themselves in. I mean, I worked on a farm in Lincolnshire and we had two girls out from the Midlands and they were really most unhappy.
So what did you do then?
I went and worked at Stanborough Farm, the one on the lane below the police station. You know, the old lane by the county police station. And it was run by a Mr. Housden, who actually, wife was a friend of my mother's. And I went to work for him and he had a load of grotty old shorthorn cows, which some of them I could not milk because my hands weren't large enough. Because at that time they weren't worried about what people's cows looked like they are today. So I used to have to get up at about 4:45 in the morning, cycle to Stanborough Farm, milk his grotty old cows, come home for breakfast, and go back in after breakfast, clean out the cow sheds and then we would do general farming. He didn't own the farm, of course. It was owned by the Welling Garden City Company, that land.